That's according to the United Press. How they can leave a boy like Jerry Alberts of Lincoln off of that squad, we can't understand. Anyway, the Associated Press put Alberts on its second team. Getting ready to start play now in the second quarter. It's Freeport 22 and Moline 15. Moline managed to get into this final round with the 64-63 triumph over Quincy this afternoon after defeating Robinson last night 59-44. Moline previously had defeated Pinckneyville 59-55. Present score at the end of the first quarter, Freeport 22, Moline 15. And remember, just as soon as this ball game is over, we'll take you down on the floor to pick up the presentation of the trophy. The ball is tipped down to Smith. Smith in the corner to Fritz, who takes a one-hander right through. Sharpshooter Harlan Fritz at a forward, scoring for Freeport. Freeport leads now by 9 points, 24-15 over Moline. Duke brings it in the center of the court to Van Voren. Turns, gives off again to Duke. Underhand pass back over to Pearson. Pearson tries to score in a one-hander from the center of the court. It's no good, and it's rebounded by Williams. Here's Williams firing one down into Dorsey. Dorsey underneath the basket, and Smith a jump shot up, and it's in. Gene Smith scoring at a jump shot from underneath, and Freeport now leads by 11. Freeport 26, Moline 15. The Maroons are on the ropes, and it's Freeport trying to administer the KO, knockout blow. Back out in front is Duke. He hands back over to Van Voren. Pass underneath into Anders, lays it up, and it's good. Anders scoring in a layup underneath for Moline. Freeport 26, Moline 17. Dorsey in the middle of the court holding onto the ball. Looping pass down to Hard Fritz. Fritz dribbling with the ball. Back out in front now to Dorsey. Dorsey cutting down the right side. Holding onto the ball. Flipping a pass over on the left side into Davis. Davis pass underneath into Smith. His jump shot off of the boards, no good. And it's taken off by Hoke of Moline. Hoke gives it off again to Duke. A long two-handed push pass. Comes down to the corner to Van Voren. Van Voren driving for the basket. Hooks it back out in front to Pearson. Pearson, underhand pass from Duke. Fires it over to Van Voren. Two-handed set shot by Van Voren up. Hits the rim, no good. Rebounded by Anders. Struggling with the ball along with Smith. And the ball is knocked out of bounds by Anders. They give the ball out of bounds to Freeport. Fritz gives the ball in the center of the court now to Dorsey. Dorsey back over to Fritz. Takes a long 20-foot one-hander. Hits the rim, no good. And the ball is pulled off by Hoke. George Hoke of Moline, who clears it. Gives off to Duke. A long two-handed pass down in the corner to Anders. Anders back over to Hoke. Hoke tries to turn around and pivot for a shot, but the ball's knocked away and picked up by Davis. Here comes Deacon Davis on a 3-1 fast break. Over to Williams. Underneath to Davis. He scores. Williams and Davis played bat ball with one another there as they brought that ball down. Freeport 28, Moline 17. Moline trails by 11. Over in the corner is Pearson with the ball. Back on the side to Duke. In the middle of the court, he gives to Van Voren. And Moline center, Hoke, was in the 3-second zone too long, so the ball is given out of bounds to Freeport. Harlan Fritz brings it in to Ben Dorsey. We're in the second quarter. 5 minutes and 30 seconds to play in the first half. A pass on the post, and Davis' jump shot right through. And Davis has looked slightly sensational out there tonight. And now a timeout has been called by Moline with the score. Freeport 30, Moline 17. College basketball final in here that just came in from the National Invitational Basketball Tournament Finals out of New York. St. John's of Brooklyn. Let's see, we had it around here someplace. Here it is. St. John's of Brooklyn won a 70-68 decision over Seton Hall. St. John's 70, Seton Hall 68 in the finals of the National Invitational Tourney in New York. Freeport 30 and Moline 17. It's Austin Duke bringing the ball down the left side, giving off to Van Voren. Van Voren down the side. Back out in front where it's taken off by Pearson. A bounce pass underneath intended for Anders, but Anders wasn't there, and the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be brought in by Freeport. Fritz hands off again to Dorsey. Dorsey past the black 10-second line, holding on to it. Push pass in the corner, given to Smith. Smith speeds up his dribbling, drives in for the free throw area. The ball gets away from him, but it's picked up by Davis. Davis on the right side, giving over to Fritz. Fritz in the corner, bouncing the ball back out in front to Williams. Back over to Fritz, taking one inner. It's way wide, no good. Rebounded by Duke, who clears the ball. Duke of Moline, down to Pearson. Pearson stops, back out in front to Van Voren. Van Voren can't get set for his two-handers, so he passes off to Anders. Anders on the right side, in the corner. Bounces it back over to Hoke. Hoke gives off to Van Voren, tries a two-handed set shot, it's up, and it's in and out, no good. A tip-in shot, still no good. Another tip-in shot by Anders, no good. And the ball is finally taken off viciously by Hod Fritz, who clears the ball for Freeport. Down to Williams, a long two-handed push pass underneath to Smith. His jump shot off of the boards, out, no good. A tip-in shot is good by Davis. Deacon Davis scoring, and that gives Deacon 11 points tonight. Freeport, 32, Moline, 17. A bounce pass down the right side into Pearson. Pearson in the corner, hooks it back out to Anders. Anders dribbles over the left-hand side, gives the pass off to Van Voren. Back out in front, taking one hander, Duke rolls around, off no good, and the ball is snagged and taken off by Fritz. Over to Smith. Smith on the right side into Dorsey. He takes one hander, it's up, and it's good. Dorsey scoring in a one-hander. Freeport, 37, Moline, 17. Freeport has the score doubled on Moline. It's Duke bringing the ball down the side. Gives off in the corner to Pearson. Underneath him to Anders, but the ball is stolen and slapped away by Fritz. Freeport has a tough defense to crack. Down the side into Williams. He takes a jump shot. He scores. And Freeport is out after business. And they lead 36-17 as Moline calls another timeout with 3 minutes and 30 seconds remaining in the first half. And the score is Freeport 36, Moline 17. Coach Norm Zobel of Moline sending in several substitutions, three of them in fact, at the two forwards and at center. Don Carruthers comes in at center replacing George Hope. Mark Engdahl takes over for Ray Pearson at the forward, and Bill Seberg replaces Bob Anders at the other forward slot. The two guards remain the same, that's Van Voren and Duke. Freeport 36, Moline 17. Van Voren passed the ball on the right side into Seberg. He tries to pass into Carruthers, but the ball's knocked away and picked up by Fritz. Fritz down the left-hand side into Williams, and Williams is called for traveling. So far tonight, Freeport has taken 29 shots. They've been able to hit on 16 of them, which is close to a 700 shooting percentage. Down the right side, Van Voren gives off to Seberg. Back over to Van Voren. Van Voren down to Seberg. Takes a long one-hander, but it's up. It's in and out, no good. Rebounds his own shot from the corner. Gets in underneath. Passes back out in front to Carruthers, who tries a one-hander. It goes through. And it's Freeport 36, Moline 19. Here's Dorsey from the free throw line, taking one inner. Hits the rim, out, no good. Rebounds his own shot. Fires it right back in the center of the court to Fritz. He goes up in the air on the one inner, rolls around, off, no good. And the ball is plucked off by Seberg. Seberg gives off to Austin Duke, over the right side, holding onto the ball. In the corner, he gives it off in there to Van Voren, goes in for one inner, hits the rim, off, no good. And a foul has been called there on Deacon Davis. I think the foul's on Davis. Let's wait and see. No, the foul is called on Bobby Van Voren. Davis will be the boy who'll shoot the free throw. Freeport 36, Moline 19. Davis walking around with his hands on his hips. Throws that black mark to the free throw line to our right. Kicks the left foot back. Here's a one to push free throw. It's in for one. It's Freeport 37. It's Moline 19. Duke gives the ball off to Van Voren, off to Duke. On the post into Engdahl, takes a one-hander, it's out, no good. And a foul has been called on Fritz. Freeport's Harlan Fritz fouls, and it'll be two shots coming up now to Engdahl. Fritz picks up his second personal. 2 minutes, 25 seconds to go and a half. Here's the free throw by Engdahl, it's up. Slaps off of the boards, out, no good. Engdahl's already again. Takes plenty of time. Kicks the left foot back. Here's the free throw. Rolls around. Off no good. A tip-in shot is still no good. Another tip-in shot, still no good. All by Carruthers of Moline. The ball is passed down to Fritz. He intercept the pass by Van Voorn. Van Voorn drives down for a one-hander from the corner. It's no good. And it's rebounded underneath by Fritz, who's tied up by Engdahl. So a Freeport pass was intercepted that time, and it's a jump ball between Engdahl of Moline and Freeport's Fritz. The ball tipped over the right side of Carruthers. He tries a one-hander. Out, no good. Another tip-in shot. Still no good. Another tip-in shot by Van Voorn. No good. And the ball is rebounded now by Williams of Freeport. Williams down the side. Stops. Leaps up in the air for one-hander. It's up around the rim. Off, no good. And a foul has been called against Austin Duke of Moline. A free throw awarded now to Tom Williams of Freeport. He looks up, pushes on the one-hander, it's around the rim, and it drops in for one. Freeport 38, Moline 19. Here comes the next one by Williams, hits the rim, bounces off, no good, and the ball is finally taken off by Williams. Williams darts in, takes the one-hander, goes in for the side, no good. And a foul called there on Engdahl. Engdahl had a hold of the ball, but Williams swiped it from him, and Engdahl fouled him as Williams tried a one-hander from the corner. Williams has two shots coming. It's Freeport 38, Moline 19. 1 minute, 55 seconds to go in the first half. Williams' free throws up, and it's good for one. Freeport 39, Moline 19. Here comes the next one. It's also good. Freeport 40 and Moline 19. Van Voorn brings it down to midcourt over to Austin Duke. Duke passed the black center line. Underhand pass back over to Van Voorn in the corner. Bounce pass underneath to Engdahl. Here's a jump shot up, and it's in. Mark Engdahl scoring for Moline. Freeport 40, Moline 21. A looping pass comes into Ben Dorsey. Dorsey in the middle of the court now for Freeport. Holds on to it. Gives off down here to Hard Fritz. Back over to Dorsey. Dorsey wheels over the right side. Takes a long 25-foot one-hander. It's no good. Rebounded here by Seberg of Moline. Passed down to Van Voorn. Van Voorn bores in for the shot. He lays it up. It's around. Off. No good. The ball's fought for and taken off now by Dorsey. Dorsey comes streaking down the center of the court. Feeds over the corner to Smith. Smith dribbles it. And the ball's knocked away from Smith by Duke. And they call a foul. Another foul has been called on Austin Duke. The free throw is awarded Gene Smith. Smith has one shot coming. Freeport 40, Moline 21. Here's Smith from the foul line, laying the ball up there. It's out, no good, and the ball is tipped away from Van Voorn over to Seberg. Seberg clears it, rings it down for Moline. Pass comes down the left-hand side, now to Duke. Duke holding onto it. Down in the corner, Duke turns, gives it back out in front to Seberg. Seberg fires the ball on the post into Carruthers. Carruthers turning around, giving a handoff to Engdahl. Engdahl is bumped, and a foul called on Gene Smith of Freeport. That's the first personal on Smith. Hod Fritz has two fouls. Deacon Davis, two. Smith, one. Williams, one. And they're the only men to have collected personal fouls for Freeport. Here's the shot. It's up in the air. It's around the rim and off the right. Out, no good. Engdahl missed the free throw, but a tip-in is good by Carruthers. Carruthers tipped it through. Clock in the red. Freeport 40. Moline 23. Moline 17 points down. The ball handed off from Williams over to Dorsey. Dorsey down the left-hand side. He passes underneath to Davis. Davis turns, twirls, takes a one-hander, hangs in the rim, and comes off. No good. Taken off by Duke. Duke fires one down to Van Voorn. Van Voorn boring in for the shot, going up in the air for one, and he scores. And a foul has been called on Williams of Freeport. Van Voorn scored, but he was fouled as he raced in underneath, and a foul called on Williams of Freeport. That gives him two personal fouls. The basket will count, and it's Freeport 40, Moline 25. Moline still trails by 15 points. Van Voorn has one free throw coming with 30 seconds left in the second quarter. The shot is good. Freeport 40, Moline 26. Moline fighting back now, trying to creep up again and cope with that great lead that Freeport has piled up. Pass comes over to Dorsey from Williams. Down the right side into Hod Fritz. From the free throw area, Fritz loops the ball back out in front of Dorsey. Dorsey over the left side. He stops. Moves another end pass back over to Fritz. From 20 feet out, Fritz takes a one-hander right through. Freeport 42, Moline 26. Ball brought down the middle of the court by Duke. Duke over on the right side. Getting underneath. Passing out on the side to Carruthers. Carruthers jump shot. It's around and through. Carruthers scoring in a jump shot. Freeport 42, Moline 28 as the gun sounds, ending the first half. Freeport 42, Moline 28. And that is the end of the first half. The first quarter score was Freeport 22, Moline 15. But then Freeport got red hot sizzling hot there at the start of the second quarter. They piled up a big lead, and finally it was Moline whittling away there in the last minute and a half, pulled the ball game up to a respective score, which it now is at halftime. It's Freeport 42, Moline 28 at the intermission. This is the big championship game, as the Freeport Pretzels are out to capture the 1951 Illinois High School basketball title. The